Welcome back to What Would Degenerates Do, guys. It's been a long time, you know, but we're here, back in the space. We're gonna start off with Skylar.
Were you making that fucking face?
I don't know. Okay, the edible kicked in, but okay. But so I just saw something like on Twitter. So do you think,
introduce yourself?
Oh, my name is Skylar. My name is Skylar. Not everyone, but yeah, that's my name. Anyways, so I saw something.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I don't come here often, but I'm here. As you can tell, we are awesome at intros.
Your turn.
I'm Dakota, currently eating an edible. Yeah, you can start your story now.
Anyways.
What does that say? Rocket Pop?
Yeah.
Does it actually taste like a rocket?
Oh, dude, it's so good.
No, it tastes amazing.
Amazing or disgusting?
So does a Rocket Pop. Rocket Pop tastes amazing too.
I know.
My name is Chris. I'm a normal on here. You see me here every day, basically, or every time we're here.
You're the host.
You know, consistency.
That means I got a host, and I don't want to do that.
If I'm not here, something happened.
That is true.
That's just it.
Okay. Anyways, so I saw something on Twitter. So before, like, I talk about the context, do you think you should be able to go to a water park if you don't know how to swim?
Yeah.
No.
Really? Really?
I've seen too many little girls like actively drowning.
Yeah, but there's so many things at the water park where you can't
drown. There is, but like, let's say you want to go on the big slide and you're all excited about the big slide.
Well, and where you go into that section of water, yeah. You know, where you come out the tube.
That's where you're just like, hey, I need a guardian.
Okay. Okay, well, this is the issue. A grown 32-year-old man drowned in 5 feet of water because he didn't...
Wait, 5 feet of water?
Hold on, yeah. No, can we take a moment? She is talking about a man drowning while laughing the entire
She's a psychopath.
No, he's alive. Like, he drowned for a good 5 minutes, but it took three...
With that next time.
Like that one time, yep. We were just talking about it before the fucking recording.
Did you punch somebody for cheesecake?
This kid died after his father punched him.
But three grown adults had to rescue him out of the water because he couldn't figure out how to swim in 5 feet of water.
Yeah.
As long as your nose and mouth is covered, you can drown.
He should not be out of the water park after that. That's not okay.
Embarrassment. How tall was he? Was he a midget?
No, he was like a younger. No, he was like he wasn't like a midget, but like. Oh, sorry. He wasn't like a midget, but like the way he was like laying in the water. Like, he was, like, sideways.
Oh, my God, he was so fat, I couldn't get up fast.
No!
Holy shit.
No, he wasn't fat. He was, like,
Are we sure this wasn't a suicide attempt? No! The more you talk, the more it sounds like it.
If he's not knocked out, or...
Let me go try and find it again.
Over, he has no excuse not to just put his legs down and just stand up.
Right? Or, like, at least sit up. I can sit up in 5 feet of water and still...
There's no way. Are you 5'3"?
Yeah, I'm 5'3".
There's no way you can sit.
Yeah, you're right.
No, right here.
Oh my God, there's a video?
Oh.
Hold on. Jamie, pull it up.
Pull it up.
Send it to me on Discord.
I'll send it to you on Twitter.
No, Discord.
Yeah, no. That works.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't watch the full thing. But it said he's like...
Dude, that man's never coming out in public. If there wasn't a suicide attempt there is one now. Oh, is this him? Oh, God. That is not 5 feet of water. That is not 5 feet.
No, he can't stand.
Yeah. That is like 7 foot.
Oh.
You couldn't do that in 5 feet because that would be a safety.
Okay, man. I think 5 feet
that's okay.
Pretty...
That's okay. He couldn't swim.
Look at the lifeguard having to...
But to be fair, he should be doing something like that if he can't swim.
No, he shouldn't.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, 2 meters. Yeah, that's like... 2 meters is like 10 feet. Is it? I can't remember.
Oh, no.
God, we're American as fuck. I know. Look what meters is.
78 inches?
6 feet. 6 and a half.
Oh shit, really?
Damn.
Okay.
6'6".
Okay, then so I was a foot off.
But I mean still 6'6". Well, I mean, I couldn't stand in that.
I
was gonna say.
I think a select few from the NBA, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
But
if you're a pro athlete. Pro athlete. Oh,
it just Yao Ming. Lands in Yao, there, and it just, he should not be able to like go to a water park after that. That is not okay. If you don't know how to swim, just no like water park for you.
I feel like he should know his limits, yes.
But I feel like you always want to have fun, you know? Like,
you're trying to have fun. He thought you'd get shallower.
He overheated.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He survived too many water parks.
That's what I was. He survived too many water parks. He just overheated.
he pushed the next water park.
Happens to all of us.
what do the comments say?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I love Crazy Clips. What a great page. Slip was so gracefully recovered. Dude, honestly, did y'all see the lifeguard? Both his feet went up. Please, man.
Shout out to lifeguard, for real. That man,
yeah, that man,
he jumped in there.
He didn't give a no hesitation.
Oh, no.
To Robinson. Is that from a show or something?
I guarantee you, too, he probably got invited to that water park from, like, friends or family, and he didn't want to be the one to be like, oh, I'm not going to go, and then the back
of
the
head. Just how embarrassing that
is. At that big age.
This is great. You know, when I scroll through the comments, it's just a bunch of OnlyFans girls. My Twitter is just
unhinged. Terrible. Yeah, I'm scared to see your feed. Mine is just anime. I like that.
It's Valorant, right? Just Valorant, and then, like, not even following, just random OnlyFans ads. And I'm just like, okay.
Actually, let me tell you about anime, it's art, and then there's some like shoes and sneakers and stuff.
Yeah, this is what mine should look like.
You want to start with your story? Maybe.
You talking about killing people with edibles?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You gotta stop doing that.
People don't listen.
You're getting away with murder.
It's not my fault people don't listen. All right. All you gotta do is listen to me. I have effectively KO'd all three family members I have with edibles. And two of them happened at a wedding. My mom literally passed out of my arms. So
Hold on. What edibles are you giving her? Describe them. I don't know the difference. Like, I know nothing about Delta 8 and shit.
I don't know. I walk in. I say, give me the strongest shit y'all got.
And they're just like, here you go, man.
And they suggest something. I'm like,
ooh, fuck. 10 calories.
Sure. And they're 175 milligrams.
Is that a lot?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. For most people, these two take bites out of them and become
I can't.
$5?
For all of those,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
It's not
a is it a total of like 3,500 milligrams in here?
Yes.
Oh my god, imagine taking all of that.
I don't think you could.
You might not be alive, bro.
I think you
would. Dakota.
You should be tripping really hard.
I want to take
my dogs have had them.
Tiger vomited everywhere.
Dose, here we go. Recommended use, take one gummy daily.
Daily?
Daily.
So this week?
So they want you to be high constantly.
I mean,
just daily, not hourly.
It lasts a long time.
How long does it last?
For me, it lasts at least 6 hours.
Oh, he took half of one and then woke up high.
Goddamn.
Hold on. It was only because it was later in the day. It wasn't like I took it in the morning, you know?
Oh, okay. What time did you take it at? Like 6 o'clock in the night?
Like 5.
Oh my God. Still, dude, yeah. What the fuck? What time did you wake up? 5 a.m.?
Like 10. Like, yeah, like 9. So
14 10. Hours later, you're still, whoa, dude.
I mean, when I woke up, it wasn't crazy. I mean, it was like, I had like little effects, but it wasn't like
dude, that was like,
it sucks because I wish I was like that. I have been taking 2 a day since he's been here.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder like, they're almost gone.
Dude, oh, we've been having fun, man. We've been watching anime with them.
Yeah, I know. And then this man's barely talking while he's here because I'm
the ass. Dude, you're keeping sedated,
man.
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord. They are cooking me right now.
Think of the most stereotypical stoner.
That's Chris.
That is Chris. That man is sitting bunched up in the corner of the couch with his hood on. Just. And he goes, wait. You want Zaxby's? And I'm like, sure, man. Big Zax snack, which is three fingers.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Food comes. He brings it in. He goes, here's your food. He order us both six fingers.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm just trying to make sure we're fed, you know?
This story made me mad, though.
This guy, he has a tiny stomach. Look at him. He
can't I planned it so he could have some for later, you know?
If that man has a big breakfast in the morning, he's not eating till tomorrow. But no,
he told me, oh, I got six tenders. You can have the ones I don't have left over. I was like, yes.
And then I ate another round.
Yeah. I got home, opened the box.
It's gone.
It was like half one, a finger, and then, and then Maggie ate the bread right when she was about
to. Oh no, I was pissed. I was looking forward to that bread. That bread and the Zaxby sauce, that's my favorite thing.
Hold on. Cane's bread? Ew. Cane's bread or Zaxby's bread?
Ooh. I'm gonna say Cane's because Zaxby's is kind of soggy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Mike!
My bad. I'm sitting up.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Yeah, so back to what I was saying. The bride and groom were like coming out. This is the end of the wedding, and they were like gonna go off to their car and stuff like that. And we're all holding sparklers up. And when they like get to the very end, the bride fucking drops and apparently dislocated her knee. And so while everyone's crowding around her, my mom just like. She like stumbles up to me, like, so what's going on?
I'm just picturing your mom just
and as she's doing, she's like rocking back and forth.
Oh my gosh, she was tweaking.
She was.
She was crossfaded. Because she was also drinking the entire
time. Oh, fuck. Shit. Fuck fentanyl, just crossfade. Just
and then I turn around, I was like, yeah. She fell down, so everyone's trying to see. And when I turn back, she just starts
rumbling.
She just starts slowly falling into my arms. And then people, and then a woman comes around and goes, "What's going on?" I'm like, I don't know. She just started falling. And my dad's like, "Oh shit, she good?" And he's just staring at us. And I'm like, "You gonna fucking help me?" And I see him. He's like. He's also rocking back and forth.
Oh my god.
And my dad talks a big fucking game.
You're so dangerous.
And my mom also talks such a big fucking game. That's why I gave them full edibles. Because my dad's like, yeah, I'm always getting high at the bar. I can take it, whatever. And my mom's like, my mom has a tolerance for fucking everything. I've never seen this woman get fucked up without like clearing two bottles of wine or something.
Yeah, yeah. She can like chug some wine,
but she's also lost a lot of
weight. No, yeah.
Yeah, she looks really good.
And I did not take that in consideration when
you should have.
Yeah, no edible.
You should give both your parents each half.
Honestly, yeah. And so I really don't notice my dad all too much how fucked up he is because I'm mainly focused on my mom. So we all get back to the car and I notice my dad a little bit. So I'm keeping my eye on him just to make sure that we don't fucking die. And all you hear is the fucking little
side. Your dad driving?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because she's fucking drunk. My mom is fucking dead. My dad was supposed to be DD.
Oh God.
And I mean, three out of the four of us are on edibles. And Skylar
saw an Uber. God damn.
Well, no, see, I'm fine.
Why didn't you drive?
I did. I made him pull over.
Okay.
That's why I said I was keeping my eye on him, because I noticed a little bit, but I didn't realize how bad he actually was. Because like I said, I thought he could handle it. So I didn't realize how bad he actually was until he started running us off the fucking road.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, hey man.
That could have been disastrous.
I'm like, hey man, you need me to drive? He goes, you know what? That's not such a bad idea. So he pulls off, and this is a Sunday night, by the way. We have work the next day.
Oh my God.
And what's funny is they picked us up from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in their van. I have to take them home. How am I getting home with Skylar? If my
you're fucked.
Nope. I stole their van. They had to come in the middle of the fucking workday to come pick up that van from my house.
There you go.
My dad had to leave work to come pick up the van. And my mom doesn't remember any of it.
Was the wedding? Where was the wedding at? Was it their backyard?
No, it was
some fancy place in like the dunes.
Dune West.
Where's that at?
Like a golf course, Mount Pleasant area, I believe. Yeah, it's a country club.
Oh, okay.
We probably went by that one, huh? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
And then on to the next family member. I killed my brother.
Oh yeah, that one.
We were celebrating our birthday. We went up to Rock Hill. My mom never gets to see him, so she's so happy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're going to IKEA.
Isn't IKEA up there?
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Which you're is so, 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're so close. So, you're so close.
Yeah. And so last time I went to IKEA, I was fucking stoned. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that was such a good experience. Let's do this again. So I brought edibles.
Dude, that's so dangerous. You can get lost in there. Okay. I just ruined your punchline. I'm sorry.
So I'm like, I brought edibles. It's me, my mom, Dylan, Kayla, and Kayla's fiance. And
is Kayla that one chick I met?
The mixed one.
Yeah, Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah. Most likely, yeah. And I was like, who wants them? Pretty much everybody besides my mom, because my mom's driving. She's like, I learned my lesson because this is after the wedding. And I swear on my life, this one is not my fault.
Okay, keep telling yourself that.
Because I told Dylan, take half. You don't feel it in like an hour, take some more. Because him and his boyfriend get high all the time too. Mm. So I'm assuming they have some type of tolerance as well. I'm mistaken once again, but I literally told him take half, and then like 20 minutes goes by, fucking downs the other half. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I didn't feel it." I said, "Dude, this is not your first edible. You should know how this works." And then so he popped that, and then we pull up to IKEA. We're walking around. We're all having a good time. About halfway through, I take another one and you could see my brother like slowly start to deteriorate. Like his movements becoming slower as time passes, his eyes get lower, and he just becomes a vessel. He's hollow. He is not a man anymore. He is just on autopilot walking through IKEA.
Oh my God. He's having an out of body experience right now.
It was something. And so I'm walking around with my mom. Kayla, Dylan, and Kayla's fiance are all walking around. And me and my mom separate. Then I see Kayla and her fiance come around the corner. But I see no Dylan.
Oh God.
I'm like, well, that's the last person that needs to be by himself right now. So we're looking for Dylan. My mom's flipping shit, of course, because she's like, oh, my baby's fucked up. He don't know where he is.
He's probably sleeping on a bed.
I want to see if I can find it, because I screenshotted these text messages. It was so funny.
That reminds me of like when Schindler, back in college, which is my fiance, she took a pot brownie from her friend's drug dealer, and they just literally came to the apartment, called me, and I was like, Andrew, I'm having a panic attack right now. I was like, what happened? She's like, we took edibles, we don't know what to do. And I came over, I was like, what are y'all doing? Calm the fuck down. They're both in the kitchen down to their underwear, and I'm like, what is happening right now? Lauren, go to your room.
Adele didn't freak out when I got her high when I was in Ohio. Because I was smoking like my pen, and she was like, I've never tried that. I was like, yeah, well, you're young. You shouldn't be doing that. She's like, well, I'm almost 18. I was like, well, if you want to try, you can. And so she...
You caved so easy. Wow. No resilience. You're like, oh, you're too young. I'm almost 18.
Are you bad?
Shit. With that.
Whatever. But I gave it to her.
Yeah, the first time.
And then I just gave it to her, and then she just starts, like, huffing it, but she's not coughing like I do. I'm like, are you inhaling, like, it right? She's like,
just you're... being a bitch.
Okay, whatever. But anyways, and she was like, I don't know, I don't feel anything. I was like, well, I don't know what you want me to do.
Fucking 10 minutes later, dead.
No, and then she does like a few more puffs, like, and then I start getting sleepy, so I start to lay down, but then like the lights turned off randomly. She turned off the lights, turned off like the TV, and then I heard her bookshelf fall. Her bookshelf fall. I was like, what are you doing? She was like, well, I can't see. I was like, well, why are the lights off? Why'd you turn them off? She was like, well, you're trying to go to bed. I was like, okay, well, I'll help you clean it up. I cleaned it up. I try to go back to bed. 10 minutes later, I hear the door open and she starts munching. And then I hear like slurping. No, when she comes back into the room, I turn on my flashlight.
This is a good question. We need these details.
She just opened the door. You see Adele just.
No, but and then I turn on my flashlight. She's sitting on the floor, has like two different bags of chips with her, had some like sherbet with her, and then also.
She's hungry.
No, it was not like okay for her to do.
She's hungry. You never got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, got you some sherbet?
Yeah.
Like three bags of Doritos?
Mm-hmm.
All different flavors?
Oh, dude, that's basically every fucking night. If I'm being honest, like, if even on work nights, I can't sleep, and I look at the clock, I'm like, it's 2 a.m.? Maybe if I get a full belly.
Yeah. Myself in a food coma.
If I ask those waddles to the kitchen to try to find something that I can eat sitting next to Skylar without waking her up.
Oh, because I'm such a light sleeper. It is terrible.
No.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, turn down your phone. When he's watching a video, I'm like, yeah, it's too high.
I have to fall asleep watching stuff.
Sometimes if I'm lucky, like, he'll fall asleep before me and I can turn off the video, but then sometimes he'll grab my arm and he's like, no.
I got dad powers when it comes to that shit. You know, like when your dad falls asleep in the living room, you grab his remote. Yes. and he's like, I'm watching that, and he was full on fucking
story. He said that to me.
That is me with my phone.
He does say, he will grab my hand, and it's like, no, it's not time. And I'm like, bro.
Did you find the text messages though?
No, I didn't. But with the text messages, my mom just texted, found him. He was sitting outside by himself on the bench.
Oh my god.
And he
didn't get lost. He found his way out.
And then my mom had to come back in because Skylar had my debit card.
Mm.
So I couldn't pay for any of the stuff I wanted. So my mom had to pay for me and I just sent her the money. So he had to come back in. And then Dylan texted us, we're checking out. Can someone help me? I want to go to the van. And we went to a couple places after that. And this is where my mom got mad at me. Because I got my brother so high, he didn't leave that spot in the van until we got to his house. So, like,
she didn't get to hang out with him
at all.
He's just a zombie.
He did not. Dude, I gave this man, because he loves Boss Burgers.
Yeah.
And we went into this, like, Ross type stores where I got my fucking fake Yeezys I'm wearing right now.
Oh, those not Yeezys? What are those?
They're just some $13 shoes that were made to look like foam runners. And I'm like, hey, that's fucking awesome. I don't have to pay $300 now for overstyled Crocs.
Literally, that's what that is.
Dude, they're so comfortable, too.
Are they? Are they soft at the bottom?
I'm going to give me a pair of those for my house shoes, bro.
Ooh. These are like fucking... Oh, what is this? Feels like styrofoam, but like a... I don't know. I don't know how to describe that.
Like rubber?
No, it's like styrofoam, kind
of. I don't really wear sandals like that around the house, but I'd actually wear those for real.
Yeah, like shower shoes.
Yeah. These are my house shoes.
They could be shower shoes for sure.
Those are too big to be fucking shower shoes.
Gotta shower in style, you know?
Back.
Ew, I hate that.
Oh, that's so good.
Like, with like a shoe for like each like thing they do in their house.
Oh, 100%.
Like
100%.
They got cooking shoes.
Maggie, what are you?
But yeah, so we were in like that protecting you. Like a Ross type store where they just have a bunch of random bullshit.
Mm.
And I found Bob's Burger socks. So I bought those for him because he loves Bob's Burgers. Yeah. And who doesn't love socks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I gave it. He goes, "Oh my God, these are so cool. Thank you."
In that tone?
Yeah. That was like one for one. And then I get a text the next. I'm texting the next time. I'm like, "Hey, how you feeling? Yada, yada." And he didn't remember me giving him the socks. I'm like, "You like those socks I gave you?" He goes, "Oh, those are from you?" "Yeah, they're cool." I'm like, "All right. Thanks, man. Happy birthday."
He didn't actually like the socks.
I don't think he did. If he doesn't, I'll fucking take them.
Right?
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burger socks.
Oh, not with my Star Wars socks.
Are they like high socks too? Okay. Uh-huh. Those are good socks to wear to weddings and shit.
Ooh, Bob's Burger at the wedding.
There you go. What?
What? Yeah. Bob's wedding? Burgers theme.
Ours.
No.
I'm gonna wear like what's the little girl's name? With the bunny hat? I'll wear the bunny hat.
Little girl with bunny hat.
What is her Bob's name? Burger.
I know.
Oh, she's so funny.
Samantha?
No, isn't it Jessica or something like that?
Whoa, God. I don't know. I'm Googling this before we fuck it up even more than y'all just did.
I don't watch Bob's Burgers. I've seen clips, but I've never like actually sat down and watched.
I've watched it, but I don't remember. I don't. They're like names.
Anymore. I'm also terrible with names.
Yeah, fucking.
It's bad enough I like memorize all the anime character Louise. Names.
That's why I tell them too. By me, somebody that messed up your name.
Jessica from.
I don't fucking know. That's why I said I'm looking it up before you butcher it even more.
Yeah, as a disclaimer, I always like if I introduce myself to somebody and I don't remember their names, I'm like, I'm just bad at names, so don't take offense.
Yeah, exactly. every time I meet like a new person, I'm like, I'll forget your name. I just go ahead and give them the disclaimer.
No. It's just repetition.
I would say, hell. Hey, until their name pops back up
in the conversation. It's so bad, like when I coach.
Sometimes I have gone so deep into a conversation with somebody
and you're just like, I don't know your name.
I have no clue who the fuck it is.
Yeah, that was Hunter's cousin CJ. You did that for a while where you didn't know his name, but he was talking about One Piece with him or something like constantly.
Yeah, CJ loved talking to me, but I never knew how to address him.
There's sometimes like where people walk up to me and like I don't recognize them, but they'll know who I am. I'm like, how the fuck do you know who I am? I don't know you.
See, I get that a lot, like when people from high school and shit recognize.
Yeah,
and I don't know how they do. I don't look like how I did in high school.
I'm like three times bigger. I'm just like, how do y'all
recognize? I'm like three times smaller.
Did you have like a bowl?
The exact opposite.
Didn't you have like the bowl a little bit too? Like it wasn't like how it is now.
I had short hair.
That too. I had really long hair, like that covered half my face.
Oh gosh, oh, yeah. We gotta see that.
Oh God,
wait.
You're never seeing it. What? Never coming up.
I asked Schindler.
She don't even got it.
Hey, you know I'm an investigator. I can get down to the
investigate my nuts. Hell
no. I really don't think you're close enough.
Oh, I'm not.
I doubt it.
You doubted? I don't know. I talk pretty loud. I might even be picked up by her mic.
No.
Pretty
good.
Yeah, I mean, right there is good.
So this
don't
is
scoot not, back.
Well, I'm testing it now. Don't scoot
back. Okay, so it's your turn, Andrew.
What do you mean it's my turn? I've been talking the entire
time. No, you had that one story.
Oh, I guess I could talk.
To be fair, if you don't want to, we don't have to. We're 30 minutes in, and we have those three.
Yeah, we.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'll save my story for when like I can actually come up with like a good part of it.
We're just reading. Am I the asshole,
guys?
Yeah, we're reading.
Edibles are kicking.
Am I the asshole?
Beppo is not the asshole.
You don't like this one?
No, it was a me thing. Just don't worry about it.
Huh?
It was an idea I had in my head, and then I went against it immediately.
He went court, jury, and execution in his head.
That's exactly what happened. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I love when that happens. Really, the idea pops up. You're about to tell the idea. You're like, you go through the process of like, should I say this idea? Is this a good idea? Exactly. And you're like, ah, never mind. And everyone's like, what's the idea? And you're like, nope.
Yeah, and they're like, don't worry
about it. Nope, it's already been found guilty.
Don't worry about it.
So first one we got, am I the asshole for saying this is exactly why she never told you about him to my brother about his son?
This is a juicy one.
You're saying...
At least for me. This is 22 hours ago. And people already voted not the asshole. That's crazy.
I feel like they must have a valid reason.
Well, we're just fucking gooning up in here.
We can go paragraph by paragraph.
The Me Today did that to me.
What do you mean?
Oh my God. Hold on. I got to get into this. No, I buy Chick-fil-A for my athletes because I'm already A, late to this meet, and B, they're all hungry because I thought it started at 9:30. So I get there, right? I have Chick-fil-A. This kid from fucking another school comes up. He's like, oh, hey, coach. Hey, coach. I'm like, I barely know this kid. I talked to him over the summer. That is it. He comes up to me and I was like, oh, hey, buddy, how's it going? And he's like talking a little bit. I gave my athletes a Chick-fil-A. He's like, oh, thanks for the food, coach. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes down. He grabs... By the way, I got like 30 piece Chick-fil-A nuggets. He grabs the whole thing, sits in his chair, opens it up, and just starts chowing down. And I was like, that's not for you. What are you doing? And all my athletes are just standing there like, should we say something? I was like, yes, get that fucking food away from him. What are we doing? I didn't pay all that money for another kid that I don't know to eat y'all's food. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I just want to get that rant out.
That's valid, though.
All right, so my nephew is 3 years old, and we only found out about him a few months ago. Obviously, the last few months must have been or have been rough on all of us, but especially my brother, who I think was in shock and denial for the longest time. One of the big reasons his ex didn't tell my brother about their son was because she didn't want him to grow up spoiled and entitled like most of my family. My parents also really hated her and did a lot to try and get my brother to dump her. My dad had fired her from her grad job, and I think he was the reason she couldn't get another one in that field for the longest. So she was scared of how they'd react if they knew.
Okay, so this is... Okay, what the fuck? Exactly why she never... Am I the asshole for saying this is exactly why she never told you about him to my brother about his son? So is this like...
Girlfriend, maybe?
No. So this is a brother telling the other brother... Okay.
They just found out about this kid that is three years old
that belongs to...
A couple months ago.
Their brother. So we don't know...
So we're... Essentially, what is happening...
So the kid is being sheltered from the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they don't want them to...
And damn it.
They don't want the kid to be spoiled like everyone else in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are...
Based like Adonis or Drake.
The white people shit.
Hiding my word from the kid.
Alright. So... Start from the top, Chris.
Oh, yeah. My nephew turned 3 right around the time we found out, so we weren't able to celebrate. And his ex only accepted one small gift from my brother for him. So my family are belatedly celebrating his birthday, and they're going all out. My brother has bought more toys than one kid needs and is talking about taking him to Disney, even though there's no way in hell
these are so white.
Yeah, yo. From that paragraph alone, yeah, I already agree, not the asshole. Because they didn't want the kid to be entitled and spoiled, and right when they found out about the kid...
Disney.
They just fucking spoiled the shit out of
him. Yeah.
That's the exact reason why they didn't tell you.
So the... Oh my God. Okay.
This one might have to be cut out. I mean, this one's too cut and dry.
Right?
Like, we can't even rip off this.
It's I know. Yeah. It's too wholesome.
Yeah.
I would say wholesome, but you know what I mean.
Anyway, we were talking about the party yesterday, and I told my brother we should tone it down and he shouldn't give his son that many gifts in one go because it'll upset his ex and most likely overwhelm my nephew, whose life has already been flipped upside down. I think for my nephew's sake, it would be best if we work with his ex because we're all going to be connected forever now, so there's no point fighting or holding on to grudges. My brother disagreed and said he wouldn't let his ex dictate his relationship with his son. I was going to explain why fighting with her wouldn't be good for my nephew, but our cousins were all siding with him and shitting on me for defending her. They think I'm only siding with her because she was one of my best friends and I'm trying to be friends with her again.
So, okay. So clearly, hey, I guess the OG poster or, there's like an acronym for this. OP? Yeah, OP.
Yep.
OP's a woman, I'm guessing, who's trying to be friends with the ex again. I really want to know like their status in life because they sound at least, I don't know, kind of well off. If they're able to like throw on a party for a kid they don't really know, if that makes sense. And their dad has power over a job field in their area.
Let's construction.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I do want her as a friend.
Oh, there it is.
But that's besides the point. I was irritated because they were ganging up on me. And in the heat of the moment, I said, this is exactly why she never told you about him to my brother. He didn't say anything, but my cousins tore me to shreds. My brother has barely spoken to me since. And for some reason, our family is now convinced I knew about my nephew all along when I absolutely didn't. My brother is also being so nasty to his ex now when he wasn't before. And I think it's because he's taking his anger at me.
Taking his anger out on her.
Yeah, out on her.
He said that she wasn't the asshole for saying that?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's kind of like a low blow.
But it's true.
It was true.
It was true.
It was. Right.
Oh, this one's going to be juicy. I like this.
When was this posted?
Seven hours ago.
Oh,
this is
fuck freshy.
Am I the asshole for asking my husband not to text? Hold on.
29 female
best friends. Huh. Anymore.
He's reading the title.
Oh my bad.
Hold on. It's all good. Am I the asshole for asking my husband not to text his best friend's wife anymore? I, 29-year-old female, met my now husband, 35 male, 6 years ago. Let's call my husband Tim, his best friend Doug, and his best friend's wife Kate, 36.
We have characters now.
Tim and Doug have been friends for 15 years. Oh, best friends for 15 years. My bad. Tim, he has said he does not like Kate, but still wants to hang out with Doug. So he accepts Kate's behavior.
This is like my friend group.
Kate is a very...
He's a very demeaning
person who has repeatedly bad-mouthed and argued with Doug in front of us, at times asking us to take her side. We started looking for a house in 2021.
Jesus, shit stir.
I told Tim not to tell Doug since we were in early phases of house hunting. Tim told Doug anyway. Well, Kate had just started working for a real estate agent and said we should work with her new boss. We told her we would think about it, and within a day, she scheduled a meeting for us with her boss and argued with us when we should. Argued with us when we said we still weren't sure about moving forward with her boss at our real estate or as our real estate. We agreed and ended up having a very bad experience with her boss as our real estate agent. We couldn't back out because we didn't want Kate's job to be impacted. When we had an offer on a house, tension arose between us and our real estate agent because the agent wanted us to offer more money when there were no other offers. During the time, Kate texted Tim behind my back and said he needs to control me and I'm being unreasonable. I was very upset when I found out. We did end up getting that house by staying firm with our original offer. Doug had Kate apologize to us. The apology was not sincere, but we accepted.
Hold on. God damn. This is toxic. Back it up. Yeah, we need to review this again.
So.
What happened to the plate? Didn't you
back? I was checking the camera and I came back to some toxic ass shit.
So Kate texted Doug?
We agreed and ended up having a very bad experience with her boss as our real estate agent. We couldn't back out because we didn't want Kate's job to be impacted. We had an offer on a house. Tension arose between us and our real estate agent because the agent wanted us to offer more money when there were no other offers. During this time, Kate texted Tim behind my back and said he needs to control me and I'm being unreasonable.
Well, Kate is talking about the other girl.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
I was very upset when I found out. We did end up getting the house by staying firm with our original offer. Doug and Kate Doug had Kate apologize to us. But the apology was not sincere, but we accepted.
God damn.
Damn, that's another woman putting a woman putting another woman down. She said,
yeah. That's crazy.
I wonder how she found out. Did Tim not tell her? Because it kind of made it sound like she didn't.
No, it said we agreed and ended up having a bad experience with her boss as a real estate agent. No,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how did Kate or OP find out that Kate texted him? Because she made it sound like
Tim. Kate texted Tim.
Yeah.
And of course, Tim is going to show.
No, it made it sound like he didn't. Oh. Is what I'm saying.
He was probably peeping on his phone. Was like,
listen here,
you need to be put in your place.
Go make me a sandwich. All right, let's
continue. Let me deal with the house.
I get canceled. Okay.
Let me deal with the house shit while you go clean. All right. Don't look at me like that. Your eyes look amazing, by the way, in that with that shirt color.
Thanks.
What a pivot.
Beautiful.
What a pivot.
Beautiful.
Do you mean that?
I do.
Okay. Hold on. I feel like you're gaslighting me right now.
I'm not, I promise.
Okay.
I just texted.
But that color does look good with your eyes.
I just texted. Can I read? I feel like reading.
You can read.
Okay. Tim and I.
Oh, we're doing popcorn reading?
Right? Can you scroll down a little bit?
Oh my God.
I'm going to read with.
Okay.
I got to keep up with the book, you know?
Yeah. Tim and I got engaged in 2022. At dinner with Kate and Doug, real estate was brought up, and I said I wish we had a different agent. Kate flipped out and said she wanted to leave. She made everyone leave, and Tim left with Kate and Doug. I had to Uber home alone.
Oh, what?
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wait, Tim.
Okay.
Bitch, wake up.
Could you start over for me, please?
Tim and I got engaged in 2022 at dinner with Kate and Doug. Real estate was brought up, and I said I wish we had a different agent, talking about her boss. Kate flipped out and said she wanted to leave. She made everyone leave, and Tim left with Kate and Doug.
That's, like, rules of, like, say if Skylar pulled that shit to me.
Oh,
no. That's, like, calling off the fucking engagement.
Yeah, that's right? Done. That's done. That's a big...
Like, that's a huge violation of trust.
You leaving with two other people?
No. You leaving with the other couple and leaving him to Uber home alone?
Or, like, vice versa.
Yeah.
I left you to fucking rot.
Like, that'd be like me, hey, Schindler, and y'all at dinner, and like me and you leave.
That's like, yeah, that's like us three leave, you by yourself.
Yeah.
So you would leave me?
Yes.
Why?
No,
why
no,
would hypothetical. Oh, no, I know.
The hypothetical.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I had to, she, the main.
Dude, that's like me getting in trouble for a fucking dream she had.
I don't want to get into that.
The main character, I had to Uber home alone. I told Tim that if he ever leaves me behind again, I am leaving him.
Yes, stand on your fucking
bed. Queen! I felt that he chose Kate and Doug over me, and that Kate disrespected me in the past by texting Tim behind my back during the real estate transaction. Tim promised that he would never do it again and explained he was embarrassed that I brought up the real estate transaction a year later. Tim and I moved past it and got married in October 2023. Fuck. That's very recent.
Kate did not attend,
and Doug still came as Tim's best man. I haven't seen or spoken to Kate since the dinner in 2022. Kate still privately texts Tim. She will text him about a show she's watching or about Doug. I told Tim today that I do not like her texting him about everything that happened. There's no reason for her to be private texting her husband's best friend, especially after she talked about a... Oh,
you aren't talking to that entire
time. Oh, fine.
I think I still picked it up.
Especially after she talked bad about me to him in the past. Tim thinks it's not a bad... Huh?
Here, pause. Just move your mic to where... Yeah.
Tim thinks it's not a big deal. Doug talks crap about Kate to Tim on a regular basis. Tim talks crap about Kate to me on a regular basis. Am I the asshole or not the asshole for telling him to ignore Kate's texts and only text Doug? She's not the asshole. She has a valid...
She has, yeah.
Very valid.
I'd be right.
What she went through.
Well, I don't know. Just because your wife and your best friend's wife have beef don't mean...
Okay. Beef. No, yeah. So she's not...
She's wrong. She has ground to stand on. She has a point.
No, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know, him leaving with Kate and Doug and like leaving her at dinner, that like makes me wrong.
That's what's rubbing me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different situation added onto it.
It'll happen. Like, that's
No, that's what I'm saying.
I bitch. I think she's on our side right now in this conversation. Yeah, because that's what's holding me up. If it was just like talking shit about each other, that's whatever.
Yeah.
Like, grow up.
But he left with them. He
made the decision to choose them over his fiance.
Yeah, that's
and that's the thing.
That's
a no.
And that
the comments.
That to me is saying, hey, he's gonna choose that couple before he ever chooses me.
You think Tim and Kate may have, you know, had a little fling in the past?
Ooh, like little swingers?
Maybe. I don't want to say swingers, but maybe.
Maybe Tim and Kate.
Tim and Kate.
Doug and Kate have some like upside down pineapple shit.
Probably with flamingos in her car.
Yeah.
I got some. Go to the comments, Dakota. Yeah.
Hold on. What's flamingo?
That's swingers. Pineapples and flamingos. That's swingers.
But like, that took me because my grandparents love buying flamingos for my brother.
Have your water.
For Christmas.
I think they're trying to tell you something.
And
oh God.
He doesn't want them. So they just sat in my car. I think they're still there. So I think I have flamingos in my car.
What is or beep boop?
Yeah, that's also true. Why a year later are you bringing it up?
I guess just
for what? For what?
I guess because it was just a bad experience they had. You know, like, when you go to a restaurant, you kind of remember the bad experiences. Like, oh, the food was bad that one time. Plus, it was their first house, so yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that full comment.
Yeah, no.
He's reaching.
What?
He's reaching? Read it. There's a zero chance.
Why in the world, a year later, would you needlessly and personally poke the bear and throw out the comment, I wish we had a different agent? There was zero chance in any universe that would be a non-toxic thing to bring up. That's all on you. Your husband shouldn't have left you to make your own way home. Yet, know that's how wrong you were in this instance. It makes me think you've done a lot more worse.
Oh, shit. Kate, clearly... Wait, what?
Dearly. Clearly a crap person, but curious she didn't attend your wedding. Was she invited? Tim shouldn't be texting with her. You haven't seen or spoken to her in 2 years.
Wow.
I doubt there's anything untoward going on, except she's asserting her win and dominance by doing it, so he shouldn't allow it.
Man, some of you on this particular wild conjunctures.
Based on nothing.
Oof. Yeah, literally, this guy's kind of reaching, but at the same time, we don't know this woman's like whole ordeal, but there should be no instance, unless that bitch like murdered someone, where you just leave her alone because
she there's no instance where you're choosing your best friend's significant other over
your own wife.
Yeah, your own fiance. Like, I don't know,
this is wild. This is deep, for real.
I honestly don't think that they're the asshole. For the most part, we're gauging on a scale.
Yeah.
She's about like a 2 out of 5 for bringing it up.
Okay. I was going to say 6 out of 10.
A year later.
Like, absolute asshole.
But like, him just constantly just talking to them and shit. Talking to
But then again, we don't know how he's been friends with Doug for 15 years. So think about it. How long has
Kate been
around?
Yeah, but I'm not sitting there texting Haley or Emily.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that's true. Like, not constantly
at all.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, they'd be like Jacob and Joseph or Jacob or Joseph, like just texting Schindler.
That feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like I said, like if it was Dante or McKay, I would feel weird about them texting Skylar. It's different with you and Hunter because we all hang out in person. Y'all play games together and shit like that. So, I mean, it's different with y'all, but...
What's the other comments? I just want to read some of them. That guy was clearly unhinged.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he started chaos.
Wow.
Wait, OP, go back up. I saw OP. Just keep scrolling, keep scrolling.
Yeah, especially, hold on.
I think OP responded to one of them. Oh, no, I saw if OP.
See, so either OP is leaving important information out or something is seriously wrong with that man.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stories to where it just feels like we don't have enough context.
That's with most of these, man. Like, there's a lot of these stories where it's like, oh my God, he's terrible. But then you think, what did she do?
Yeah. Max.
That would never not be funny.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for leaving my disabled friend behind as she was late? This is like, oh ooh, God. I, 25, and my friend, 22, female, A. What does A mean? Disabled? I'm guessing. Had made plans to go see a concert. I had managed to get some good tickets for a great price. For context, ooh, someone that believes in context, we're both neurodiverse. What does that mean? Skylar, you're
neurodivergent.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that really helped me out.
That was so helpful. It,
like,
they got the tism?
I don't know the full definition, but...
describes people who are brain differences affect how their brain works.
Medical disorders, learning disabilities.
Okay.
Okay, so just autism.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got hit with the tism stick. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I do get stressed about lateness or change the plans. That's my fucking fiance. I had also paid for the concert tickets and travel tickets. The agreement was she would cover food and drinks. A is constantly... oh, that's the name of the friend.
Yeah,
they're great. A is constantly late to things. This has led to conflicts before. I purposely...
what does A stand for? Disability.
She says dash A, and I was like, okay. I didn't know it was the person's name. Jesus Christ.
So funny.
A is consistently late to things, and this led to conflicts before. I purposely told her I'd booked an earlier train than the one I booked. We were working to a budget, so paid for non-changeable tickets using a rail card that gives two people a discount if they're traveling together. I told her the earlier train as I couldn't afford any extra expenses. A was late, missed the earlier time. I confessed I told her the wrong time as I know what she is like. Wow. And told her the actual time. She laughed and said she was on her way. It was 5 minutes to the departure time. I sent her a screenshot of the ticket and platform number so she could get through the barriers, but said I was going to get on the train instead of waiting at the entrance for her. Okay. A told me to wait and that she'd be there. The train left without her and with me on board. So she pretty much said, fuck her for being late. I'm not missing this concert. I'm skedaddling.
Dude, I fuck with that.
Yeah. So it's not only did she give her the wrong time so she'd be on time, she still didn't show up.
Dude, I fuck with that.
Holy no, honestly. They're kind of fucked. No, they're honestly kind of fucked up for that.
No, why? She was planning ahead.
Why?
No, I meant like the person who's constantly late and everything. Yeah, no, yeah. They still didn't show up after getting a late fucking time, like an extension, basically.
Yeah, literally. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
A rang me. Oh my God. What is this? This woman's gonna be British or something. Asked me where I was.
Yeah, they're taking trains, dude.
Yeah, true.
In America.
That's true.
Definitely. The only trains we like in America are the, yeah. Asked me where I was. I told her I was on the train, but if she spoke to the ticket desk, they could help her book a later train if she still wanted to come. She started shouting at me, saying I was horrible for leaving her behind and that I knew she couldn't afford another ticket. She blamed her ADHD for being late. I'm not going to get on that topic.
Which I said excuse. Because my supervisor's like this, and I have to pick up the fucking slack for it, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. He's supposed to come in at 9. I don't see that fucker till 10, 11 o'clock.
So she's like the opposite, but she'll blame her ADHD for like the smaller things that she does wrong. And I'm just like, that's not even an ADHD thing. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude. No, she's like, I haven't been on my medicine. So you don't know how to fucking do basic shit? Like, come on. Quit using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even she was like, which I said was an excuse. She's like, drop the excuses. You're just, tell me if you don't want to go. Oh, OP has ADHD too and managed to make it. In the past, I've shared tips with her on what to do to be on time for things. I told her I was happy to meet her at the venue if she could get there. Her response was that she was going home and didn't want to go anymore. She never wanted to go anymore.
So, fun fact, it's very easy to fix time problems, especially if you have a phone. It's an alarm clock in your pocket, people. It's not fucking hard.
There's no way to prove that, like, she was actually at the train either. I doubt she even got there.
No, she was probably laying in her fucking bed.
Yeah, she was like, oh my god, you didn't.
Those people.
Those people. I'm on the way.
I hate fucking that, bruh.
Dude, that's Jacob.
That is fucking Hunter. Hunter isn't actually on the way until he sends you his location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only time you know what Hunter is.
He'll send you his ETA.
Yeah, he will. And then he'll add stops to it too. I like that. He's like, I'm going to Arby's. And he'll fucking show me.
So he just like maps out his entire trip and he sends it to you.
Yes,
that's hot. Kind of hot. You think?
But
you think Maddie made
it? But that's like 30 minutes to an hour after. It's like, I'm getting ready and coming.
Dude, that's Jacob. I've literally seen Jacob on the phone with someone. He's like, yeah, we're in the car right now. We're heading. We haven't even got off the couch. It's like, we'll be there in like 5-10 minutes. You know, we're down the road. I'm like, Jacob, why are you lying to him? We're on the couch. And he's like, we're not actually going. I was like, okay. I rang another friend, Z. Oh my god, we're bringing more characters in this? How old is Z? I'm just kidding.
He lives No. Honestly, no. Look.
What?
We gotta figure this out.
You think Z's like, how? All right, we got 25 and 22.
No, probably around the age.
I bet you.
23 and a half.
I was gonna say Z's probably 23, 24.
And a half.
Okay.
you gotta get the middle.
Oh my god, okay.
Shut up.
You. Sorry.
And I said I had a spare ticket if they went with me. We had a great time, but I was angry at the other friend. Oh, she had a great time at Z. Fat, can you scroll down a little bit? Oh my god.
Okay.
too fast. Fast forward 2 days later. I mean, can you just say 2 days? Whatever. She's still kicking off at me over messages saying I'm a horrible person for giving her a ticket to someone else and going without her. Oh my god, she's gaslighting. As we made plans to go together. Well, bitch, show up. I tried to acknowledge her feelings of missing out, but ultimately said, I cannot live with my life just because she's late. I also pointed out she hadn't paid for anything. Ooh. Oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
This is free and you're not showing up?
Yeah.
So it's not like she lost money. So she just complained about a lost opportunity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said I could not have waited and got. Oh, I LA A said. A. Oh my god. A said I could have waited and got a later train so we could use my rail card discount and both be able to go as she could have afforded it if she had the discount. I couldn't afford any more expenses for the trip. Z paid for food in exchange for the ticket. A couple of mutual friends are saying I'm in the wrong. Okay, I got Steve. Sorry. And should have waited and hung out with her instead of going as I made plans to spend the day with A and not with Z.
So what you're saying is friend groups are saying that she's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Picking face.
She said mutual friends.
It's not mutual.
They're like, picking A's side.
They're A's friends. Not okay. Yours.
Yeah.
Because that's very clear to me. It's just like, hey.
Yes, it's other friends.
You're fucking stupid. This is a free trip.
That's like,
don't take it with a grain of salt.
That's like when Hunter hit me up and he was like, hey, I have tickets for MGK.
Why is everything coming back to Hunter?
Because it was like the only concert I've ever been to. And I didn't pay for it. It was great. Literally, Hunter was like, I got an extra ticket for MGK. You want to go? And I was like, I'll call it a work. Fuck yeah. You said free and free and free. I'm down.
God.
Literally last minute thing. The only thing I think I paid for his gas as like to make up for it. I'm confused now. Sorry, I picked it. What?
I said gross.
I'm confused now since other friends are saying I'm in the wrong. So to break the tie, I'm asking Reddit to update. I've since spoken properly with said mutual friends. They've apologized and said they didn't have the full story.
Oh, there we go.
I genuinely have accepted their apologies and there's no hard feelings between us. I've muted his messages. Something tells me she found this post as she was blowing up my inbox. Edit. For context, I referred to her as disabled in the heading as she said, and I quote, "You left someone with a disability behind and didn't help them."
No, fuck her. Fuck A. Fuck A.
I love the, and I quote. let me put that. Dude, the comments must have been roasting her.
Oh, we gotta see this. Hold on. Disabled.
Yeah, probably.
Come on, say an ADHD.
It's quite the nerve. But riddle me this. You were triggered by people being late and plans changing, and you are friends with a person who is constantly late, presumably triggering your anxiety. What is wrong with that picture? You make the point to be starting to wake up.
Red is opening Opie's eyes.
Oh my god.
Chronically late ass and go to the concert. I'm also
neurodivergent and almost completely time blind. No, not a thing. Time blindness is not a thing, guys. Just set alarms. It's not hard.
And it's so bad.
It's a simple fucking fix, and I stand on that.
Another thing is too, with like if you're scheduling stuff too, like it's not hard to reschedule times. Like obviously, we would love to for something to go at a specific time. But like even just a message like, hey, like I might not make it at that time. Can we do like another hour or so? Or some shit like that. You know, we all have texts, we all have phones.
Is it real? What is time blindness and is it real? Refers to the inability to recognize when time has passed or estimate how long something will take. It's not hard.
Wait, hold on. Dr. Manos, whoever the fuck that is, says time blindness is not a diagnosis or a specific symptom. It's more just a general way of saying the phenomena of losing track of time. And it can be more extreme for some people.
Oh, I love that.
So that's like us when we play Valorant ranked and we just lose track of time.
Every Friday.
Every fucking Friday. We're up till 4 a.m. Like, why is the sun coming up?
Last night, if she didn't get home, me and Chris probably would have stayed up late, bro.
Yeah, because I got home at 2, and then they were fucking still up. I'm like,
hey, we were ready to get going, man.
I had to go to bed.
No, dude, Steven fucking lit up the queue, and I'm like, ah, man, we have to get off. Because he's on Skylar's setup, so she's home.
Oh, wait, Steven got on?
Yeah, he did. He got on late as fuck.
I should have called me.
He got on at like 10:30.
What time did you go to bed?
I didn't go to bed.
Not 10:30. It was no, because we ate at midnight.
Okay,
yeah. He got on when we were eating dinner.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say I got on.
Yeah, me and Chris ate dinner at midnight.
Shit was so gas.
Oh yeah, you texted me that. Haha, we're just now eating dinner.
I completely forgot.
So good.
Like I was just playing games. Like, why am I so fucking hungry?
Dude, my friend consistently eats dinner around like 10 to midnight.
That's what I
used to do. On a weekday.
That's what I used to do at my parents' place.
Like, that's crazy to me. I can't eat past 9.
I
feel sick.
What I used to do is, I would get off of work. All three of us would hop on Apex.
Yep.
And we would play till 10, 11. Then after that, that's when I would go eat.
Go to Taco Bell.
No, just whatever my mom cooked. I would just eat it cold. That's why you never
see me. That was a toxic time.
That's why you never see me reheat.
Why it's so funny.
I'm reformed.
About what?
Somewhat, yeah. You've gotten a lot better. I've gotten
so much better.
Yeah, I don't see you logging on to the PS4 that much anymore. We
both have gotten a lot better.
You have your moments, sir.
No.
When you're not high, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one time we made him get on, Steven wanted him to play Smite with all of us. He was literally physically I walked out of the kitchen and he was like this. Smite
brings something out in
me. Like I was walking back to my room, his hand was shaking like that.
Smite is those demons.
And then he got mad at me. He was like, I don't know why you let them do this, everything.
Like
I'm just like, bro, like Steven didn't even ask.
Like, I'm excited for Smite 2.
I am. Woo!
But I'm terrified for my equipment. Or my fist. So last night.
Soul is gonna be in there.
Chris learned the hard way. Uh-huh. Do not talk to me when I'm upset or tilted at games. He came out to come check on me because I punched my desk.
Mm-hmm. I did not know what it was. I swear, I thought something fell.
This man goes, you good? I'm like, don't fucking talk to me right now. I'm like, like, for whatever reason, when I am tilted, the last thing I want to hear is,
it's a spiral.
You good?
Yeah, it's because a spiral.
I just want to punch you. Okay. Like, nothing pisses me off more than someone asking if I'm okay. Or this one will ban the entire Discord server into asking me to play games. And oh boy, do I hate every single one of y'all that ask. Whoever asked me, it's on my fucking shit list for.
I don't know.
I didn't start the last one. That was Scott.
Scott God fucking did that. Scott did do that.
Scott started the last one. It was not me, and he blamed it all on me. I was like, "That was not fucking me."
All the fire cord is crazy.
You just randomly disappear to go play with McKay. I'm like, he didn't even say bye.
Yeah, no, for real, that shit pissed us off.
Nah. Okay, so I could explain.
No,
fuck no, there's no explanation. You just fucking
laughed. Yeah, there's a reason for it. Because we all decided to go play Lethal Company. And then I looked over at Discord and McKay's just sitting there. So I'm like, I'm not gonna bring any like attention to this.
You brought so much attention when you left.
And I just texted McKay, I said, go to the Fortnite server. And we slid out, and then everyone just fucking followed and yelled at me anyway. So I mean, I don't know. I tried to sneak away. It was not like I was talking anyways, you know, because I normally just sit there.
He didn't want to play Lethal Company.
No, I wanted to, but it's McKay.
Yeah,
I can't tell him. I can't tell McKay. No,
he's never on. What does he do? Does he rap cars too?
He. Runs a rap shop, but he mainly works on the detailing side of his shop.
Okay.
But yeah.
But he runs the entire shop, like he's like a manager or he owns it?
His dad and uncle own it and he's helping them run it.
Oh, cool.
And they're trying to sell it so McKay can get his own shop.
You gonna go work with McKay when he buys his own shop?
I'm not going to Alabama. If he was in North Carolina, then yeah.
I thought he was in North Carolina.
Yeah, he moved back to Alabama for this shop.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because I won't go to Alabama.
Why not? What's wrong with Alabama? Roll Tide.
I'm not.
I don't give a piss about nothing but Tide. Hell
no. I will never live in Alabama.
Alabama's not bad.
My views over there? No. Don't align.
Oh, my God. No one cares about that shit.
What do you mean?
People? They're not going to break in your house and be like, oh my God, are you a liberal? Nah.
I don't know. Yeah. Our doormat says the gayest place in town.
I know.
Yeah. I don't.
It's so funny describing to people like the first time they come to my place. I'm like, just look for the doormat that says the gayest place in town.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go to a city.
I didn't even notice that.
Like literally the cities are practically blue. Like look at a political map. All this
city—it's too high. I want to move cold, not hot. And I'm tired of.
That's my thing.
What are you talking about? It's not hot down there, Alabama. Hey, it's like the same weather.
Wait, when?
Yeah,
I don't want to stay in this weather.
We don't want this weather.
Oh, you
want
to get out of this?
We want to be in the mountains. We want to go to like Asheville
or Colorado.
That's so expensive. That's gonna be compared to Asheville.
Yeah,
yeah. But it would be my dream to live in Colorado.
It's a dream too, but also
or even Montana. I would love to live in Montana. There's nothing wrong with Montana.
Hey, I feel like I can't get fiber there.
Huh?
I feel like I won't be able to get fiber.
You probably have Starlink. What? You probably have Starlink.
Fiber or internet?
Yeah, like the
fact. Why not?
It's Wyoming? It's in the middle of nowhere.
Oh. Like fucking just farms.
Bro, like,
no, if you go to the like bigger cities.
Like,
but he doesn't want to go to the bigger city though. He wants to down.
Oregon.
Don't go to Oregon.
No.
It's a shit show there.
Okay.
Especially Portland.
Oh, I would love to go to Pennsylvania.
Oh, God.
What? Or Connecticut.
The more you talk,
I could see y'all like Virginia. See
Connecticut. Connecticut's not bad.
Yeah, Vermont.
Bernie Sanders.
With his little mittens.
Nothing nowhere is from Vermont.
Vermont or Connecticut. Funny. I would love to live there. That's
the only reason why I would go.
Or Maine. Lobsters.
No, what?
That's Maine. That's way too north for
me. Maine is literally an iceberg and just a shit show.
And honestly,
oh no, so Connecticut? Four.
Oh no, my power's gone.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so it's either Colorado, North Carolina, or Vermont.
The only one.
Dude, no, Vermont.
Vermont's way too north for me.
What about like Virginia?
You literally brought it up.
Yeah, as a joke.
What about like Virginia, like Roanoke, like the mountains?
Ooh, the mountain right up there. I have to say, Virginia or Kentucky is pretty nice.
No,
I just don't want to go too north because I don't want to deal with that much snow.
I do.
North Carolina's like a good median.
That's what exactly.
Colorado would be too much snow.
No, it wouldn't. Like, that's
the Virginia, you're not sure if it has
you
that
get
much
all
snow.
Of the seasons though. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, but Scott, like, you have to realize I've been here
all his life.
My entire life. Yeah. Going from Charleston to fuck.
I don't like the way you say that.
Charleston?
Charleston.
Charleston.
You don't like how I say Charleston?
You don't like how we
Charleston.
You don't like how we Southerners say Charleston?
You don't like that.
You know what? Take your Ohio ass back up north. We don't like you here anyway.
You damn Northerner, get your
fucking Yankee ass out of here. You brought the Southerner out of me, goddamn.
Charleston.
Shut the fuck up.
But going from Charleston to just straight up fucking snow. When I see snow, like
it wouldn't just be
my entire life, maybe three times.
We've seen it three times here.
Okay, three times my entire life.
The last one was great. We got like 6 inches.
I walked to Waffle House and they were open.
Waffle House is a G. They don't care what's going on.
They're fucking
hurricane.
Hey, yeah, shout out that.
If Waffle open. House closes down, you need to evacuate because you're gonna die.
Dude, they didn't even close down for Matthew. Hurricane Matthew. They didn't even close down.
I just love it. They're just like, we're just gonna make the menu waffles. Waffles and coffee, and that's all we're selling, everybody.
I just think about that. Are you ready to fight the war?
But yeah, I can tell you the experience I had going from like straight from Charleston to Minnesota for 9 months. The snow is like, it's a lifestyle change for sure, because I got stuck in snow for about 3 hours picking up Nico.
And I have a lower car. I don't want to deal with all
that. Yeah,
snow is not it.
I will say, the people up there, if you're stuck, oh, dude, they make it their mission to help you.
Well,
it's so great.
Well, to be fair, you're Midwest.
Oh, yeah. Listen, dude, all they do in the Midwest is drink, help each other, and, you know, the drug addicts, so.
I mean, they're there.
They're just there.
Yeah, no, snow is not fun. Like, I grew up in, like, Tennessee most of my life, and I didn't like that shit. Like, we'd always get snowed in a lot in, like, snow days, and we'd always have to make it up.
Oh, Minnesota doesn't care if it snows.
Yeah.
They do not give a shit. If it snows, whatever.
Just black
whatever.
Ice. Black I mean, ice everywhere.
Yeah, that's how Ohio was, too.
You don't have black ice?
No, it's there.
Oh.
It's just, they don't talk about it.
Oh, that's...
They keep it on the down low.
Bro, my Uber to go to the airport was running 90. Right after a snowstorm, actually during a snowstorm, to like drop me off at the airport, and I was like, I was just in the back, like,
he's holding on.
And I was like, talking to him, like, yeah, so this snow is crazy. He's like, oh, yeah, this is normal. Wait until February, people die. I'm about to fucking die. I look at his speedometer, he's going 86. I'm like, oh my god.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge
one patch of ice, and we're fucking off of this.
Y'all are sliding.
I'm not a huge fan of being cold. No.
I love being cold because you can just warm up in the house.
Says the person in a fucking sweater right now.
Yeah, because I like being cold so I can bundle up.
I like being cold so I get in a nice, warm, cozy sweater.
Yeah. Maggie, plus, she would love the snow. Tiger misses the snow. She loved it so much.
She's sunbathing right now.
She's doing her best to sunbathe through the fucking blinds.
She used to love the snow. Maggie would enjoy it.
I thought Nico,
oh, that's a big
my yawn. Husky, by the way, would love the snow. He didn't. He steps on that thing. He's like,
well, yeah, because he's been
what is she doing?
She's trying to go under the tripod.
Okay, just lay down, baby.
But he doesn't like snow?
Just no. He doesn't like getting wet.
Did Loki?
Well, I didn't take Loki up.
That's right.
But he probably love it.
I was about to say, Loki looks like the type that would.
Oh, he would probably just go crazy.
Yeah.
I will say, when we went to, I missed the parks in the Midwest because there was a dog park, off-leash dog park, like about half a mile down the Mississippi. And by the way, the coolest thing I've ever seen was the Mississippi River being frozen.
That
was so cool. Fucking
damn. That is cool. Whole,
like, I was walking on like ground, or I thought it was ground. It was just the lake or the river frozen.
Oh shit.
And I was like, oh shit. And I heard some of it crack and I was like, I'm just gonna turn around
now. He said, this is not no fun no more.
And then I saw like a couple just walk further out to me and I was like, it's gonna be fun day. They didn't crack it or go through, but I was hoping they would.
Oh my god.
It would've been funny. Still. It was like 3 feet deep, I think. At like that distance. But once you get in the middle, I think it's like 20.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty deep.
Yeah, you're fucked.
That shit is moving. That shit is like moving.
Yeah.
Even like, in the winter, it's moving.
Could you like see it moving underneath?
Yes. Yeah.
That probably had to look cool.
What?
There was one point.
Like moving underneath the ice.
No.
Like the current and shit.
Let me show you this.
That'll probably look cool as fuck.
No. There was a whole waterfall frozen. And there was water going like underneath the frozen water going into like the creek going to the Mississippi River.
How is moving That's water cool. freezing?
No. So it was a big. Oh, God. Hold on.
I just thought about that.
I don't.
Hold on. It was under the ice.
My edible's kicking, bro.
I gotta find the picture. I had Nico stand in front of it. I took so many pictures of Nico up in Minnesota. My boy. So that's it right there. And then that's the Mississippi. See how frozen it is? And only the middle is going.
Oh, dude, I saw a fucking video. It was like this woman, it was like in Amsterdam or something like that, where like the center, it's just like fucking
water. Just going.
The bitch was just driving over the fucking water in a car.
Oh, yeah.
There was ice because she thought it was a fucking road. And then it just cuts to her car. She's broken down inside the water.
Would you live in another country?
No. Japan.
100%. I wouldn't
live there.
I definitely wouldn't live there as a joke because they would never count you as a citizen.
No. I would live.
Wait, why?
It's a cultural thing.
Oh, got you.
Also,
even though you pay taxes and everything, you'll never be a citizen.
I would live in Europe. I would like to live in like Norway.
Even if you're like fluent and everything.
Why not?
Switzerland.
Not right now.
Why not?
Damn. Are you kidding me? Paris and like.
Or Sweden.
All those countries are like practically under just constant like terrorist threats, like more than us. It's so bad. Also,
we just shoot kids
sometimes,
all the time.
So this is a completely frozen lake that got snowed over.
I was about to say that looks like snow.
That's a lake I'm standing on.
That's cool.
I was so scared.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you fall underneath that and you can't find that hole back You're up.
Fucked.
You are drowning to death.
Yeah, hypothermia too.
I'm scared of the water. That's why I don't go near any of that stuff.
Yeah, the snow is fun for the most part. It sucks when it melts. The roads get terrible.
It just it's sucks nasty. Doing driveways. Shoveling driveways, shoveling sidewalks, shoveling.
I had an underground heated garage. I was kind of spoiled.
I was about to say, that's what I would want.
Yeah, it was great.
That's really nice.
It was fucking fantastic.
The Chiefs have that on their football field.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, they did that for the Chiefs-Miami game. Well, we scored 7. It was -40. Dude, apparently some fans and shit had to lose some stuff.
Like they lost like frostbite?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, to be fair, when I was watching the fucking game, there was people in the stands. By the way, -40.
Shirtless and shit.
Shirtless.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Oh nah.
I'm like, I don't think you guys understand.
Seriousness.
Like 30 degrees weather.
Yeah, this is -40. That's some serious shit.
That is.
They could die from that.
Yeah,
they lost fucking fingers and shit. Frostbite.
They're fucking stupid.
Yeah. And I saw people like prepping for it on Twitter and stuff. It was hilarious. Like they had like 6 layers on. They bought snowboarding goggles, everything. Like they had hot hands stuffed in places and everything. I'm like, you ain't feeling a damn thing, dog.
Oh, this is when, dude, look how tiny he is. This is when it snowed last in South Carolina.
Look at him, he's so small.
Right?
Now he's like,
he's husky.
Now he's actually husky. Oh
my god, look how small he is.
I want to know how to snowboard.
It's fun as hell.
I would love to.
Is snowboarding more fun or ski?
I'm scared my ACL and or knee is going to get dislocated and twisted.
My dad has been skiing three times. And he tore his ACL.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure.
Dislocated his shoulder.
Never going to ski.
And then shattered his shatterproof goggles. And my mom's like, you're never going skiing ever again after the third time.
How did he shatter his goggles? Was he going Mach fucking 3 on a goddamn slope?
God, I wish I knew. I really... We're making a phone call.
Let's do it.
The last time I went snowboarding, I went to West Virginia. And we went down a double black diamond. And there was this little girl. Like, I had suffered down that entire double black. Almost died probably a couple times. And then as I'm going down like the easy part, I just see this little girl just come by me and just start like 7-year-old little girl shredding up snow. And I'm like, this? Dang. And I hit a patch of ice and I just slip and hit my head. And I was like, all right, I'm fucking done with these double blacks.
You would dad? Do you know how dad shattered his shatterproof goggles while skiing? Okay, cool. We're on the podcast, and we were talking about skiing, and I was talking about how dad tore his ACL, dislocated his arm, and shattered his goggles.
Oh, sorry.
And then you told him he can never go skiing again. And they were asking how he shattered his goggles, and I don't know that how he did it.
It was the last time going down because he hit a tree or something. I don't quite remember. Because I wasn't there for that one. But it was the last day there. It was like the last day that they were going down. And he came. Well, no, I was there, but I was not on the skis. And I was in the building. I was in the house. And he came back and he had shattered the shatterproof goggles. And I'm like, what in the hell? He said, so I was going down. It was the last time down. And then he hit his face mask on a tree or whatever it was and shattered the shatterproof goggles. And then he tore his ACL the first day, I think, and dislocated his shoulder like the first or second day. So he sat up there the whole time with everything jacked up and couldn't even see the rest of the trip. And he actually had to have surgery on the ACL.
Damn. Yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, you can call and ask him.
True. I don't know why I didn't call him.
Well, no, it's fine. But no, I'm not with him. We're downtown on the field, and we're sitting here drinking, and there's a lot of people watching.
Yeah,
downtown the field.
They're at the Citadel.
All right,
for what?
Hey, Mama, what are you doing real quick?
We're at the wine festival downtown.
There's a wine festival?
Andrew sounds jealous.
Fuck his podcast. Hey,
Andrew, you should be jealous.
That's toxic.
That's the best I can offer.
That's toxic.
And I ain't caring.
Oh.
I'll text you in the morning about tomorrow.
All right,
I love you.
Bye.
Dude, your mom's toxic.
Oh yeah, when my dad dislocated his arm, he was like lifting up the cushion on the couch,
mm-hmm.
and to push the bottom cushion back in, and I got.
Stop it. I need to go outside.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. And when he lifted it up, all you hear is just a blood curdling. It dislocated again when he lifted up the cushion.
Oh my god!
And he's just like, push it back in, push it back in, and he's just like screaming. And me, I think I'm like fucking 12 or something at this time. So I'm just standing there, I'm like, I'm just fucking petrified. And he just screamed at my mom, just like, push it in. Just, so yeah.
That's one thing I will never do. If you dislocate something, you're going to the hospital. I'm not putting it back in place because it is not going to go back the same way.
I saw a video. This guy was skating, fell, and like his arm was floppy.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God.
And then Jesus. A guy dressed as Jesus skates by and just pops his arm back in place, gives him a fist pump, and continues on. And I think I was converted at
that point. I believe now.
No longer an atheist.
Yeah, that is like one thing I will not fuck with is dislocated bones. I can't do fuck it. That's why I was thinking about doing like the medical field. And then I think one day I saw at baseball someone dislocate their ankle. I about fainted. I was like, I'm good.
You want to hear my new religious belief? And then we can wrap it up.
Yeah.
Mars has had water on it because we used to live there and we messed up the climate so badly that we had to send an escape pod to Earth with only Adam and Eve in it, and the pod was an asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. And that has been this episode of What Would You Degenerates Do?
You just want to end it off on that one.
Bye, everyone.
End it off on that one. Wow, all right.